Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn!
Yes, it is. And this morning, we're joined by Priyanka Dopade in the studio, who is a University of Auckland lecturer in the Mechanical Engineering Department, specialising in thermofluids. Morena, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you in here. Let's start with a very basic question, I'm sure for you, but for us. What is thermofluids? What are aerodynamics? What is your research area about?
Well, thermofluids is essentially a combination of thermodynamics, which is a study of energy, converting energy from one form into another, and fluid dynamics, looking at how particles of fluids move. And my research, so I'm an aerospace engineer.
That sounds very cool. Are we talking about planes? Are we talking about spaceships? What's that kind of, in practical terms?
A bit of both. So my university degree back in Canada looked at both the aeronautical side and the space side. But I ended up specializing more in the aeronautical side of things. So my research before I moved here in the UK at the University of Oxford looked at jet engine thermodynamics and heat transfer. So I was basically trying to use computer models to understand how the heat is transferred inside an aircraft engine.
Wow.
Because jet engines get really hot. At the hottest point in the combustor, the air is hotter than the melting point of some of the metal parts. Typically almost twice as hot as molten lava.
Wow.
So
whoa.
We have to figure out how to cool these metal parts efficiently so that firstly the plane doesn't fall out of the sky.
That's a good thing to sort out how not to have flying planes coming
down.
Yeah.
And secondly, to make the engine overall more efficient so that it consumes less fuel and emits fewer harmful gases into the environment.
So that's obviously a very pertinent conversation that everybody's having in their various fields, or hopefully people are having in their various fields at the moment, about sustainability. Is that something that is really important to you as a researcher?
Absolutely, yeah. For me, engineering doesn't really matter what kind of engineering it is. Mm-hmm. It's really about people, serving a purpose, helping improve the world in some way, having an impact. So one of the biggest challenges we're facing as a collective society is climate change. So everything we do in terms of engineering and serving our society has to include this sort of lens of sustainability.
And I think, you know, if COVID's taught us anything, we're a very interconnected world now, and planes are the way that we travel between all of our various spaces here. So it's kind of an inevitable part of how we live as a society now. So finding sustainable ways of continuing that is really important. Do you feel hopeful that we can reach a sort of point where we're able to have sustainable travel by flight? Or are we going to have to change our kind of cultural behaviours as well?
That's a really interesting question, and I don't really have an answer to that. But I think it will involve a bit of everything. So the aviation industry was already under a lot of pressure even before the coronavirus crisis to improve the efficiency and move towards a more sustainable form of fuel consumption and more hybrid electric propulsion, for example. And now I think the pressure is intensified because the challenges are much greater. But then also it's about adjusting our individual behaviors and our collective behaviors as countries, as nations, to really justify the cost of travel. It's not just travel though, it's also about all of your individual behaviors, the kind of food that we're consuming, looking at the carbon footprint of various food industries, of the clothing industries. So it's a very multifaceted, difficult problem. And I think the part that I can contribute the most to in terms of my skills and my research is the aerospace side of it.
I just got to say, aerospace is one of the coolest words we've had to say on the show today. I feel like we say aerospace, I'm imagining us zipping up sort of awesome spacesuits and things. What got you into this field of research? What made you want to go and look at this kind of stuff with your engineering?
Well, when I was really young, I wanted to be an astronaut. growing up in Canada, we learned about Roberta Bondar, who's the first Canadian woman in space, and I just remember thinking, that sounds amazing and I want to do that. And so I ended up taking the more aerospace kind of subjects at school, like physics, chemistry, maths, and then aerospace engineering was almost like an easy choice. I was like, this sounds like a good backup plan in case I don't become an astronaut.
Just put that in my back pocket, just in case. Yeah. And it's you know, engineering across the board is a pretty male-dominated field. Have you found that to be something you've experienced a lot? Has it been an issue for you being a woman in this field, or is it kind of empowering?
That's also a very interesting question. I've certainly been a minority throughout my entire career, starting from undergraduate studies, moving through postgraduate studies, and then obviously a research position, and become more and more stark minority. And certainly it makes me stand out, so that's the positive side of it, I guess. That people always know who I am, because I'm almost always the only woman in the room, the only person of color in the room. But then it can be a double-edged sword. So people are not used to seeing women in these kinds of spaces. And it doesn't matter whether, you know, you're super qualified, you have 3 degrees, or whether you're an apprentice and working on the factory floor. People just aren't used to seeing women or racial minorities or LGBTQ minorities in these kinds of spaces. So it's a difficult situation, I think. But it is changing. So I think the questions we need to be asking, rather than trying to get more women into engineering, we need to be asking, how can we make our institutions and our workplaces more inclusive of all kinds of minorities? And I think then the women the number of women will start to increase.
Yeah, absolutely. Priyanka, it's been an absolute pleasure to chat to you. Before we let you go, what is the kind of research you're going to be looking at now that you're here in Auckland and just about to embark on your project?
Well, I'm obviously, New Zealand doesn't really have an aviation industry as strong as one in Europe or North America. So I'm really looking at how I can translate some of the knowledge, the technologies, the methods to more New Zealand-centric applications. And certainly, I would like to work towards helping New Zealand reach some of its sustainability goals, but also in a way that can benefit its indigenous communities. I'm hoping to work with Maori and Pacifica communities, and also try and work with the university to improve the environment and the culture, and make it more inclusive, and so that the minorities who come after me will have an easier time. So if I can do all of that, I'll be very happy.
That sounds fantastic. Hey, Priyanka, thank you so much for coming in. It's been a pleasure to chat to you. We'll see you around campus.
Thank you for having me.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn! Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.